Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Ayin, and we are starting Samach Tes Amud Beis on the bottom at the beginning of the Borei New Perek, and the Vilna Zeruz Daf is on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we get into a whole discussion about Avodah Zarah. Amar Rabbi Kiva says, "Minay Avodah Zarah she mitame b'masa k'nida." How do we know that Avodah Zarah is going to be mitame b'masa? If a person carries it, he's going to be tame just like a nida is going to be tame b'masa. In other words, we compare Avodah Zarah to nida. How do we know this? Shemar, because the pasuk says, "Tizrim k'may dava, throw it away, cast it away," referring to Avodah Zarah like a dava. Dava is a word for nida. Say timer loy, go out, say to it. And what do we learn from here? Ma nida mitav masa, just like a nida is mitav masa, avadizar mitav masa, avadizar is mitav masa as well. The Gemara now tells us, kasu te'eva b'nida, v'kasu te'eva b'vadizara, v'kasu te'eva b'shratzim. It has the word te'eva by all three of these things. Nida, avadizara, and shratzim. Ksiv te'eva b'nida, the word te'eva is written by nida. It says all the way at the end of the parsha of Arayas, in which nida is mentioned, ki chal asher yasim yikal te'eva is ha'ela v'gaymer. Te'eva b'vadizara, where do we see this? It says v'loy savi te'eva el be'secha v'gaymer. In te'eva b'shratzim, what does it say? Lo yisoychal kol te'eva. Aval ein ani yodea le'ezeh man hoksha. I just don't know which one of Avodah Zarah is compared to. Are you makish Avodah Zarah to nida or to shratzim? So Rabbi Kiva tells us, as he mentioned in the Mishnah, lo te'eva shebenida hoksha. The te'eva of Avodah Zarah is compared to the te'eva of nida. Ayin amal alfa on the top. Ma ha'nida matav masa, Avodah Zarah matav masa. Just like nida is matav masa, so too Avodah Zarah is also matav masa. Ask the Gemara, if this is really so, then we should also say, ma ha'nida matav evan masama, just like nida is matame with evan masama, which means if there's a rock placed on pillars or supports and there's some kalim underneath that rock and the nida is sitting on the rock, so even though she's not sitting on the kalim and the thing that she's touching is not touching the kalim, her weight's not on the kalim, still the kalim underneath are tame. So avodah zarah matama gavmin evan masama, so the avodah zarah should be tame like this. If there's avodah zarah placed on top of a rock and there's things underneath the rock, they should be tame. However, the reason why we don't say that is because Rav Zeichon says b'shem Rav Yuda ve'istam, and some say b'shem Rav Chizda, the mother Rav Kiva l'chamim, Rav Kiva does agree to the chachamim she'en avodah zarah matama gavmin evan masama, that avodah zarah is not metame through evan masama, and that's because it's compared to sheretz in that manner. Now going to the other sheet of Rabban and Armi, they say l'teva shebishratzim hoksha, that avodah zarah is compared to the te'eva of shratzim. Ma hasheretz metame behesed, just like sheretz is metame with hesed, which over here means touching. Usually hesed means moving, but in Yerushalmi it means touching. Avodah zarah metame behesed, so avodah zarah is only metame behesed with touching, not bimasa. Now we have the same question in the Rabbanon. If this is really true, then why don't we also say that ma hasheretz metame bechadasha, just like sheretz is metame even with the tiniest amount, and hadasha, a lentil-sized piece of a sheretz, is going to be metame. Avodah zarah metame bechadasha, so avodah zarah should be metame with hadasha. The answer is that no. Rabbi Zeir quotes Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman, who says b'shem Blazer, and Rabbi Vo says b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. The pasuk tells us vayitzamdu l'bal pa'ar, they attach themselves to bal pa'ar, this avodah zarah, vayoichlu zivchei mesim, and they ate zivchei mesim. And so we see that avodah zarah is compared to mesim. Maha mes metame bekazayis, just like a piece of a mace is only metame if it's the size of a zayis. Avodah zarah metame bekazayis, so avodah zarah is metame only if it's the size of a zayis, not the size of an hadasha. As the Gemara, if that's so, why don't we say that maha mes, just like with tumas mes, that's when we have a mace in an oihel or in a room, and anything in that room is going to become tame. All a person has to do to become tame is to put just the tip of his finger into the room, and he's automatically tame. So too, avodah zarah, if there's avodah zarah in a room, and all a person did was put his finger into it, he's become tame. And the answer to that is that no. Nisitza mi bayis hamanuka. We have a different limud from a bayis hamanuka, which means a house that has saras. By the way, avodah zarah says es miz bechaysam ti toitzun. By a house that avodah zarah, it says v'nosatz es habayis. We have the same term by both of them, and the limud is ma bayis hamanuka. One is only tame if the head and the majority of their body goes in. So too, avodah zarah is only metame ba'oil if a person goes roishiv rubai into the house. Now Rav Chanan comments on all these limudim above. Zayis Ameris, this clearly tells us she'ein tumas avodah zarah mechuveres, that tumas avodah zarah is not clear, which means midrabanan, it's not doi raisa. Delaikein, because if not so, mekisha l'kalim if ein mekisha l'chamurim, would you compare it to a more mekel thing and not to the more machmir thing? Something's doi raisa, we compare it to the most chamur thing. And over here, every time we ask the question on either Rabbi Kiva or the Rabbanon, saying, well, we should say this chumra, the response was, no, we really are makishit lakula. So it must be that the whole din that avodah zarah is only the Rabbanon, because that's the way that we're able to compare it lakula. However, Amar Ravmana says that no, mechuveres he. Really, this din is dairaisa. Velama, so how are we able to compare it lakula? Because who makisha lemates, lesheretz, lelamanuhan lakalam shabbat? The Torah itself compares avodah zarah to mace and to sheretz, and since we see this from the Torah, we can learn from here the more kula side of them, not the more chumra side, and therefore there's no stira. Now we continue discussing the shear of avodah zarah, which is matame, which we had said is a kezayis. Hadadat amar b'avodah zarah shvura. That's only with a broken piece of avodah zarah. It's only matame b'kezayis. Afal b'shlema. But if it's a whole avodah zarah, afilu kol shehu, even if it's very very small, it's a little keychain avodah zarah, that will still be matame. Dam Rav Chana, he quotes Rav Chama bar Gurion b'shem Rav Habal. This avodah nazar called Baal, it was really called Baal Bris, Rosh Gevi Haya, it was shaped like the tip of a male member, Uka'afun Haya, and it was the size of a pea. It was tiny. And where do we see this? The Pasuk says, by Simu Lahem, Baal Bris, Lelehim, they made Baal Bris as a god for them. So we see this Avodah Zarah was called Baal Bris and was shaped like a bris. It was shaped like the tip of a male Aver, and it's obviously Avodah Zarah, which is Matame, even though it's tiny. So we see that a whole Avodah Zarah, even if it's less than the size of his eyes, is going to be Matame. Now we go back to discussing this Machlaikas, Matame Rabbi Kiva. What's Rabbi Kiva's source? Why is it that he compares Avodah Zarah to Nida? That's because in regards to Avodah Zarah, it says, Ta'ev Tesavenu, you shall surely abhor it and treat it as Ta'eva, and that tells us Kenida, like Nida, which is called Ta'eva. Now Matame and Rabbanon, what about the Rabbanon, where they get it from? Why do they compare it to Sheretz? And that's because the very same Pasuk says about Avodah Zarah, Shaketz Shaktenu, and that tells us Kishratzim, that Avodah Zarah is like a Sheretz. And the question is, Matame and Rabbanon, Tamed Rabbi Kiva, Ta'ev Tesavenu, what do the Rabbanon do with this Pasuk of Rabbi Kiva? What do they use these words for? And the answer is, I know it based on top, Ta'ehu Niblehu, which means you should treat it like tzayel, like excrement, you should denigrate it. This is a frame of mind. That's what one should be thinking about Avodah Zarah. And now we have the reverse question, Mamakam Rabbi Kiva Tamad Rabbanon, what does Rabbi Kiva do with the source of the Rabbanon? Shaket Shaktenu, and the answer is, Shaktseihu Navlehu, you should mishakets it and mimnabel it. This is not in the mind, this is verbally. A person should say something negative about Avodah Zarah. So now the question is, Minal Rabbanon Nablehu, where did the Rabbanon know the source to verbally denigrate the Avodah Zarah? And the answer is, Shmuel quotes a Ravo who says, B'shem Blazar, Tsei Toimer Loi, the pasuk that we had quoted in the Mishnah that said, Tsei Toimer Loi, go out, say to it, meaning say to the Avodah Zarah to go out. The Jerusha is, Tsoya Toimer Loi, you should say to it or about it that it is Tsoya, it is excrement, Tsoehu Nabalehu. And here's a number of examples of that. Esha Karno Soy, Pnei Melech, the Avodah Zarah, which is called Pnei Melech, Karno Soy, Pnei Kalev, you should call it the face of a dog. And the Avodah Zarah, which is called Ein Kais, you should call it Ein Kites, I have a needle. And the Avodah Zarah, which is called Gadya, which means good luck, you should call it Galya, which means a heap of stones. We actually see this in the Torah. Rav Tanchuma says, B'shem Rav Chuna, in regards to the description of the second battle waged with Yeshua and Am Yisrael against the nations of the land, it says, Ha'ai, the city Ai, where was it? Asher in Beis Oven, Mikedem Beis El. It's near Beis Oven, east of Beis El. Now the Joshua is, Mikedem Hayu Karin Oisai Beis El. Originally, this place used to be called Beis El, Va'achshav Karin Oisai Beis Oven, but now it's called Beis Oven. Oven is Lashon of Avain, of sin, because there's Avodah Zarah there. And how do we know it's originally called Beis El? Well, in Chumash, when it talks about Avram Avinu, it mentions this place, and it doesn't say anything about Beis Oven. It must be that this word Mikedem doesn't necessarily mean east of. It's telling us that it used to be called Beis El, but now it's called Beis Oven. And something similar, Tani Mishem Reb Lazar, Loi Ratzali Karois Amira, that's a proper Girsa, if he doesn't want to call this Avodah Zarah Amira, which literally means to serve or to do a good act, Karin Isa Amida, he should call it Amida, which refers to a urinal. Damar Vah Bar Kahana, Taman Svachan Lepala Tava Amira. Over there, they call a good action, good workmanship, or something like that, Amira. And Svachan Lerchait Shomei Meraglayim, Amida. They call a urinal an Amida, and therefore, instead of calling Avodah Zarah Amira, call it Amida. Now we just go back to the Joshua's, Mamakam Rabbi Kiva Tsei Tomer Loi, what does Rabbi Kiva do with the Pasuk of Tsei Tomer Loi? And the answer is, Rabbi Yisrael Rabban says in the name of Chonu, says, B'shem Rav Yosef, Mikan She'in Oyem La'adam Tsei, At Shiachas Rashiv Rubai. From here, we learn that we don't tell a person to go out of a house that has Avodah Zarah in it until he enters with his head and the majority of his body. As we had mentioned in Amud Aleph, that Avodah Zarah is only Metame Ba'ayol if a person's Rashiv Rubai is inside the house. And we're learning this from the words, Tsei Tomer Loi, you're only going to tell a person to go out of a house if he enters the house. But if a person just sticks their finger in, you're not going to say, Tsei, go out. He's not inside. And therefore, that's where we learn this shir from. Now, continue to discuss Shitas Rabbi Kiva. Ismas Nisa Amra, there is a brass that says, Avodah Zarah Kenida Umisham Sheha Kenida. Then not only is Avodah Zarah like Kenida, but also it's Mishamshim, all the things that are used to serve the Avodah Zarah. For example, the Kalim, the utensils, and things like that, which are used to serve it, also are Matamik Kenida. And Ismas Nisa Amra, there's a different brass that says, Avodah Zarah Kenida, but Misham Sheha Kesheretz. It's Mishamshim or like Kesheretz, which means they're only Matamik Maga and not Bimasa. Now, Madam Avodah Zarah Kenida, Misham Sheha Kenida, Nicha. The one that says Avodah Zarah and it's Mishamshim, both are Matamik Kenida, so that's fine. That's consistent, and there's no question. But Umadam Avodah Zarah Kenida, Misham Sheha Kesheretz, the one who holds that Avodah Zarah is Matamik Kenida, but the Mishamshim are like a Sheretz. We have an issue with this, because Kol Atzmai Ein Ksiv Nida El Mishamshim, the whole source of the Pasuk of Avodah Zarah, which would quote in the Mishnah that compares it to Nida, is actually referring to the Mishamshim of Avodah Zarah. What does the first part of the Pasuk say? V'timesem es sipui pasilei kaspecha, and you will treat as Tameh the coating of your silver idols, v'esafudas masecha zehavecha, and the apron, the ephod, of that which covers your gold. And then right afterwards, the Pasuk says, Tizrem kumaydava tse toimer loi. So the whole source, this whole Pasuk that tells us that Avodah Zarah is like a Nida, is talking about the Mishamshim. So I get the second price to hold, and the Mishamshim are like Sheretz and not like Nida. So the more answer is no. Tifter, we could explain as follows, b'chakukim al gufa, that this gold and silver that we're talking about in the Pasuk is engraved or is covering the Avodah Zarah like it itself, meaning it's part and parcel of the Avodah Zarah, so it's actually not Mishamshim, it's Avodah Zarah itself. Now we have to be guards the following, which is another question. Vaksiv, but that very same pasuk says, Ves afudas masecha zehavecha, and that's talking about an afuda, which is an apron, and an apron is not part of the thing that it's being put onto, it's something by itself, and that means that the pasuk is referring to Mishamshim of Avodah Zarah. So the answer is no. Rabbi Yaakov Dekvar Chan Omar, he explains, Tiftor, we could say as follows, Mishtachavel Ephod Atzmai, it's referring to where they were bowing down to an ephod, to a golden apron, and that was the Avodah Zarah, that's what the pasuk is talking about. Kain Shenever, like it says in the pasuk, Vayas Oisei Gidon LeEphod, the Gidon, after he won battle and he took gold, he made it into an ephod, just as a commemoration of the Nes that happened, but eventually it was turned into an Avodah Zarah, so we see that an ephod could be an Avodah Zarah. Now we continue discussing this, Masnisin Kamanda Omar, Avodah Zarah Kanida, Umisham Sheha Kanida, the following Mishnah goes like the first Braisa, that Rabbi Kiva holds that Avodah Zarah and its Mishamshim are like a Nido. How so? Because we're tuning in a Mishnah tells us, Avana Ve'itza Vafarai Metamei Kesharet, that if a base of Avodah Zarah falls down, its stones, its wood, and all the dirt or the mortar and the cement that was used to build the wall, all they're Metamei Kesharet, that's a Tanakama, whereas Rabbi Kiva says that they're Metamei Kenido. So we see very clearly from this Mishnah, like the first Braisa, the Shitas Rabbi Kiva is that even the Mishamshim of Avodah Zarah are Tamei like a Nido. The house that Avodah Zarah is housed in is Mishamshim of Avodah Zarah. So Gemara says, no, Tifter, we explain as follows, that he bowed down to the house and then he built it. In other words, there was a whole pile of stones. He bowed down to them as an Avodah Zarah. Then he built a house out of those stones and they still retain their status as an Avodah Zarah. And that's what we could be talking about. Therefore, it's not referring to Mishamshim, it's referring to the Avodah Zarah itself. Another thing we're emphasizing is that although this we just mentioned, that if the person bowed down to the stones and then they were built into a house, everyone agrees it still retains the status of Avodah Zarah. What about bowing down to a house itself? Meaning, a house was built and then he bowed down to it as Avodah Zarah. So that's actually Machlokes. Skip two lines. Rav Zeira, in the name of Chuna, who says, B'shem Rav, Hamishtachav al-Bayis Asrei. If a person bowed down to a house itself, he asers it, even though it's Mechor B'l-Karka, and we know that usually things are Mechor B'l-Karka, cannot become Asr as Avodah Zarah, since these stones used to not be Mechor B'l-Karka, so just because he connected them and built them into a house, they're still considered tallish, they're still considered detached, and therefore bowing down to the house itself is going to aser it. However, Rav Zeira quotes Rav Avo, says, B'shem Rav Yechanan, Hamakdash as Abayis ain't Moilin Bay. If a person's Makdash a house, he's not over Me'ilah. If he misappropriates it and uses it for his own purpose, he's not over Me'ilah. And our Rabbi Zeruhi tells us, Havi Bar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said that Pluga, this is a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Rav. I know what I'll find on the top. Mando Amar Asroi, the one that says the bowing down to a house, Asr Zed Avodah Zarah, that's Rav, Moilin Bay. He would say that one would be over Me'ilah with a house when he's Makdash it, because even though it's Mechor B'l-Karka, the stones or wood used to not be Mechor B'l-Karka, therefore they're still considered Talush, and one is over Me'ilah with something that's Talush. Whereas Mando Amar ain't Moilin Bay, that's a proper Girsa, according to Mando Amar, which is Rabbi Yechanan, the one is not over Me'ilah with a house because Mechor B'l-Karka, Loi Asrei, he's not going to Asr a house that was bowed down to as Avodah Zarah, because once the stones were connected and made into a house, now they're Mechor B'l-Karka and they can't become Asr as Avodah Zarah. We're going to stop here for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.